Good morning, everyone. My name is Luke, and I will be your conference operator. Welcome to Hotellas City Express's fourth quarter 2023 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Please ensure that your full name is displayed correctly on Zoom, and if not, please take a moment to edit your display name. I will now turn the call over to Hector Vazquez, the company's Investor Relations Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. We released our fourth quarter 2023 results yesterday after a market close, which can be viewed on Hotellas City Investor Relations website. We want to remind you that during this call, mentioned comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in before you have the guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call is Mr. Luis Barra, our CEO, and Mr. Santiago Parra, the company's CFO. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Santiago, who will present the company's financial results. We will then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today as we present Hotellas City Express's fourth quarter 2023 results. The year marked a pivotal year for Hotellas City Express, underscored by our strategic partnership with Marriott and financial milestones that have positioned us favorably to capitalize on the future opportunities. Our focus on enhancing service offering, particularly in food and beverage, has led to robust revenue growth and a trend we anticipate will continue. On the economic front, the decline in inflation has provided a welcome relief. However, we have kept our APRs above inflation rates, allowing us to maintain a competitive pricing strategy and sustain the uptrend in profitability margins. This year has already seen increased domestic demand and investment, stimulating growth economic corridors crucial to our operations. The tourism sector, a critical pillar for City Express, has experienced a remarkable rebound. According to the latest data, international tourist arrivals have surged to pre-pandemic levels, leading to foreign currency income exceeding $30 billion. International tourism currently accounts for approximately 30% of our total mix, highlighting the significance of our diversification strategy. In 2023, Hotellas City implemented strategic initiatives vital for our future. We initiated our partnership with Marriott, refinanced our syndicated loan, and put unproductive assets into operations while completing specific renovations. These actions are fundamental to strengthening our position as a leading operator in Mexico and abroad. The integration process with Marriott has been gradual but steady. We've made progress in integrating distribution channels, migrating applications, which have improved operational flexibility. This quarter, we have observed a consistently positive trend in our ADRs and the profitability of our hotel operations, as reflected in EBITDA margin of 32.8%, compared to 26.3% in the corresponding period last year. Moreover, savings realized across our portfolio have helped mitigate the decline in profitability in the operating company resulting from the sale of brands to Marriott. On a consolidated basis, despite no longer collecting the franchise fee of 4.5% over room revenues, and experiencing a slight decline in occupancy due to the integration process in the last quarter, along with the reshuffling of established rooms for new ones, 2023 marked a record year in terms of revenues and EBITDA, with growth rates of 12% and 8% respectively. This resulted in a total of 3.5 billion pesos in sales and 1.05 billion pesos in EBITDA. Throughout the year, we have pursued attractive investment opportunities, acquiring minority stakes in key properties. These acquisitions include City Express by Marriott Santiago de Chile, City Express and City Junior Puebla Angelópolis, City Suites Puebla, as well as City Express and City Suites by Marriott in Playa del Carmen. We continue to sell a portion of our non-strategic assets, generating approximately 100 million pesos in cash. This dual strategy of targeted investment and asset divestment is central to our approach, enhancing our liquidity while reducing financial liabilities. As we move forward, we will continue to evaluate options for divesting non-strategic assets to further strengthen our financial position and increase our returns. In line with our business strategy, Hotel City has expanded its service offerings beyond our core hotel operations. We have begun to offer our hotel management, supervision, and development services to other brands in the various categories. This initiative also focuses on leveraging our expertise in areas complementary to hotel operations, including business strategy and software. Our outreach to hotel chains has received a very positive feedback, a testament to our track record, extensive experience, and operational knowledge, supported by our business intelligence systems and robust market analysis. In addition to our operational and strategic milestones, a key highlight of 2023 has been the growth of our food and beverages services. This year, we tailored our menus to meet the evolving preferences of our guests. This initiative has not only improved the guest experience but also contributed to our revenue, generating approximately 190 million pesos. Looking ahead, we're planning to expand these services further with innovative concepts and partnerships that are expected to boost our revenues from this source by over 30% in 2024. Consistent with our commitment to maintaining our properties in prime conditions, we have initiated a significant phase of investment dedicated to maintenance capital expenditures. Additionally, we have begun analyzing the development of certain projects that remain in our land bank. These initiatives use part of the proceeds from the sale of Marriott and have allowed us to commence construction projects such as the City Express Plus by Marriott Monterrey Centro, opening in the coming months, City Express by Marriott Cancún Aeropuerto, which has already been open, and the City Express by Marriott Tijuana El Florido, which is under construction in the east side of the city of Tijuana. The pandemic led to a temporary dip in our maintenance activities, but we are now fully engaged in revitalizing our properties to uphold the highest standards that our new guests are demanding. This includes replacing mattresses, linens, and equipment that, while not always visible to the guest, significantly improve their stay experience. Our plan is designed to ensure that each hotel benefits from these improvements, balancing our resources to address the most pressing needs first while planning for the broader upgrades of our portfolio. Turning to our regional performance, the Southeast Corridor continues to trend favorably, with an occupancy rate of 62.2% during the quarter, driven by leisure tourism and energy production zones. The border states have also seen trending positively due to increased exports and the effect of nearshoring, while metropolitan areas recorded one of the highest occupancy rates since the pandemic, at 62%. As we look to the future, we continue to analyze M&A opportunities to unlock the true value of the company and each of the businesses we're retaining after the sale of the brand. These include the hotel assets business and the operator, developer, and technology platforms. Up to this point, a profitable opportunity has yet to emerge. I will now pass the call to Santiago, who will give you more details on the results from the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Luis, and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to share with you our results from the fourth quarter of 2023. Regarding our balance sheet, I'd like to begin by emphasizing some key strategic actions taken during the year. We successfully concluded the refinancing of a syndicated loan of 3.05 billion pesos, resulting in a reduction of our net debt and an improvement in our net debt to EBITDA ratio from 4.6x in fourth quarter 2022 to 3.1x in fourth quarter 2023. This has allowed us to strengthen the company's balance sheet. Looking at the quarterly results, my remarks will be based on Hotelecity Express's fourth quarter 2023 financial results, as prepared under IFRS guidelines. We closed the quarter with a portfolio of 152 total hotels, one more than the fourth quarter of last year. Of these, 146 were considered established properties, two more than the fourth quarter of 2022.
Recording stop.
The portfolio operated 17,503 rooms in the quarter, 2,007 more than the fourth quarter of 2022. At portfolio level, our ADR increased 5.3% year-over-year to 1,253 pesos, while the occupancy rate stood at 56.6%.
Recording in progress.
Taking together, RevPAR increased by 2.5% compared to last year, closing the quarter at 709 pesos. Stronger average daily rates led us to increase in portfolio's RevPAR. Occupation decreased mainly due to a decline in guest levels from OTAs and select travel agencies. Revenue reached 942.6 million pesos for the quarter. This is a 1.8% year-on-year increase and reflects the increase in ADR compared to the same quarter of 2022. The positive highlight of the quarter was a 45% reduction in SG&A expenses, primarily attributed to decreased personal costs, savings realized through synergies with Marriott, and discontinuation of certain platforms and applications of our operating company that are no longer in use. However, we anticipate that moving forward, this may not be sustainable in some instances, as we plan to further reinforce positions to enhance our food and beverage segment, as well as key roles in systems and technology to facilitate the expansion of our management, supervision, and development services. As a result, from total costs for the quarter increased 4.2% year-on-year to 723.6 million pesos. Fourth quarter adjusted EBITDA was 329.1 million pesos. A decrease of 1.7% year-on-year. This resulted in a margin of 34.9% and in an adjusted EBITDA 1.3 percentage points lower than reported in the fourth quarter of 2022. This decline was due to an increase in new hotel opening expenses, including the opening of City Express by Marriott Cancun Aeropuerto. Our comprehensive financing result decreased for the quarter to 126.8 million pesos compared to 190 million pesos reported in fourth quarter 2022. This was primarily due to a decrease in interest payments on our bank obligations following the 800 million loan prepayment made during the second quarter of 2023. At the end of the quarter, 70.6% of our total debt was covered with a derivative instrument, capping the base rate of our loans at a weighted average cost of 11.2%. As a result, 3,066.3 million pesos of our debt is hedged against interest rate increases. At the end of last year, our bank lenders authorized financial covenant waivers until the fourth quarter of 2024, which underlines a strong relationship we have with our lending institutions. Financial liabilities decreased by 20.8%, from 5,367.7 million pesos at the end of fourth quarter 22 to 4,253.3 million pesos in fourth quarter 23. Cash and cash equivalents increased 10.1% year over year to 1,009.6 million pesos. We repurchased approximately 35.2 million pesos of the company shares. Net debt decreased 27.1% versus fourth quarter 22 to 3,243.6 million pesos. Wrapping up, The fourth quarter of 23 was defined by continued adjustments and ongoing integration with Merit International. With a commitment to improving our financial health and hotel operations, we're ready to move through this transitional period and make the most of the opportunities awaiting us. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak. You will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Natalia Leo. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hi, thank you. JP Morgan. So good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking the question and congrats on the results. They were great. So we just wanted to understand a bit better this reduction in SG&A and the EBITDA margin. In previous calls, you mentioned that the timeline you expected for the cost savings to be reflected in margins and in cash flow was between 12 to 14 months. I mean, this wasn't the case. We saw a pretty strong margin this quarter. So I just wanted to understand, when did you realize that the transaction would be this accretive this soon? And if you could elaborate a bit on what you mentioned, that this might not be sustainable going forward. Just wanted to understand if this 34.9% EBITDA margin was a one-off and what we can expect for the margin in 2024.
Thanks, Natalia. This is Santiago. As I mentioned during my speech, this is the highlight for the quarter in terms of the savings we had. We do not anticipate that this will be the case for the coming quarters. In terms for this specific quarter, it's like around 15 million pesos in savings from the transaction. And the other 25 were what I described before, no? The personnel reduction, some technology platforms and other systems that we're not using. So that's more or less what we anticipate. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I just want to understand if you were surprised by this number as well in the fourth quarter. I mean, if you really expected the SG&A savings to be this large in this quarter, and just if this margin was a one-off. I mean, I know you just said we didn't expect this one going forward, but we should be, what, around 30 lows, maybe high 20, something like that.
Yes, and yes, we I mean, of course, we had measured some the savings that we were going to expect, but these were some that we were positively surprised at that year end, not with the closing and the whole going live process and the whole. I mean, we went live in August, but the whole process continued. No, so we were positively surprised during the last quarter of last year.
Okay, great. Thanks, Santiago.
We will pause once more for questions. As a reminder, to ask a question from a phone line, dial star 9, or if you have joined the call over Zoom, press the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. Our next question comes from the line of Michael Burkle. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hello, this is Michael from Azidian Investments in Germany. Thanks a lot for the presentation and the great results. I just have a quick one on one of the mentionings in your report where you said you were evaluating all kinds of strategic deals, M&A, even for business segments. Maybe you can expand a bit on what is behind this. Thank you.
For the question. Yes, what we are after the sale of the brand, as you know, we still have a very strong vertical, which is hotel operation management and as well as the supervision and development area. We also have a third branch, which is a third vertical that we have creating during the development of City, which is a very strong base of BI software, operational software, and distribution software in the hotel business that was used previously when we were independent from Marriott. So what the opportunities for the company comes about are expanding our operation and management space, and as well as providing services to third party in the supervision, development, innovation of something that we know how to do very well. And we have a lot of experience, which is in the hotel area. So what we are initiating as of this moment during this year is the expansion of the revenue and income on an asset lighter basis, which is through management contracts and supervision management of project management, as well as the support and expansion of our software services. Those are the three strategies that we're pursuing in the coming months.
We will pause once more for questions. We have not received any further questions at this point, so that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Luis Barrios for his closing remarks.
Thank you all for participating in today's call. We're pleased with how the integration with Marriott has progressed, and we expect that more benefits should start to materialize during the following months. As always, we appreciate your trust and support as we work to generate sustainable value for our shareholders. If you have any questions or feedback, please don't hesitate to get in touch. We would be more than happy to speak with you.
That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.